Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom Speak Veggies and Jeter Swag Bags. It's coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hot damn, wait a second, little girl. I got a big plan for you. Hot tub, incense, and candles. Long list of what we're gonna do.
Hit that, hit that.
You and me on the couch.
Hit that, hit that.
On the runner in the hallway. Bathroom hanging from the towel rack. Firm grip on a non-slip mattress.
Hit that, hit that.
In the hope just going to town.
Hit that, hit that.
On the ottoman getting down.
Bed, bath, and beyond, beyond. Bed, bath, and behind, beyond. It's on.
Right down to the top.
It's on. It's on. It's on.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a little bit of Tom speak.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Once again, these are when you can't think of the words. But, I could not think of the word cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
I blurted out ghost broccoli.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I think something to do with the brain on cauliflower, because it always looks like a brain to me.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on this invention, because I do like to eat broccoli a lot, especially, what's that little mini broccoli called?
Broccolini.
There you go, broccolini.
That's good, too.
Yeah. What about, I thought it was florets or something.
Yeah, that's the part of the broccoli.
Yeah, little. But you can, getting the broccoli to stay warm, even for a couple minutes, is almost impossible.
Yes.
Hey, Josh, I don't know if you've heard. I'm having trouble with my pool.
Mm.
And have you ever tried to keep broccoli warm?
You mean peasant weed? I rarely have it.
Oh, well, see, I'm not to suggest, Josh, that you've ever eaten a vegetable, but the thing about broccoli is...
I like the way I started that, and he's hammering away at you. You can hammer at me.
It's the man who eats more vegetables than probably all of us in this room.
It's much funnier if he doesn't, you see.
And I like those cheese vegetables covered in cheese.
Yeah, it really does help.
Man, yeah, you put them in the microwave.
Yeah, they're much healthier.
30 seconds later, man.
And
squeeze
sauce.
Them into your mouth like a tube of toothpaste.
And that'll preserve the heat, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Put a little cheese sauce
on. I mean, no matter what you do, it gets cold too fast.
It does, yeah.
You wanna,
no matter what you do.
You
got to
eat it first.
You got to eat it first. You got
to
eat it last.
Now, I promised we have a letter from Down Under that I was not going to read.
We have sports.
I know, but it's so boring. I thought we'd get
How do you know? You haven't let him talk.
Boy, that is...
We've got the reigning MVP of the NBA.
I need to go home.
See? Even he wants to. He's
right.
Tired of it.
Go ahead with your Australian.
This is from Australia. I'm not sure exactly what category this fits in. I'm just going to read it as it is.
Okay.
You can help me categorize this or whatever.
All right.
I knew my night was heading south when my date invited me to bed in the dark.
Okay.
As she slid under the sheets, I heard that special crispy kind of crunchy sound. I asked, "Are you opening a bag of corn chips?" She said, "No, I'm taking off my panties."
No. No way.
Now, I don't know if this is fan fiction.
Yeah, this is a joke, right?
No,
yeah,
there's no way.
It's got to be a joke.
I wasn't going to read this. I didn't know what it was, but Mac, I thank you for the letter. We'll push forward here.
So he hears.
Yeah.
As she's taking her panties.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a...
would cause that? Why would they be crunchy? Moisture is dried? Is that what he's implying?
I mean, that gets kind of...
Unwashed.
Yeah.
Spooge?
Tough day in the desert.
Excitement, as he put it.
Yeah, that can get...
Tough day in the desert.
Okay, how about one more Tomism?
Okay.
First of all, it begins with a thank you to Steven Singer and Steven Singer Jewelers.
Oh,
I
love that guy.
And then it goes
currently
on
not
to say,
sponsoring us.
My 9-year-old ordered mashed potatoes for her side with her meal the other day.
Good choice.
Well done.
And then she said, make sure that they put on plenty of mashed potato sauce.
You know, my mother referred to them as mashed tabies. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get embarrassed for you when I hear that.
As an adult, she said that?
I took my mother and my bride-to-be.
Yes.
This was probably obviously in another century. and to meet her, the bride's parents, mm-hmm. and we're at a Houlihan's or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Nice restaurant.
A nicer
restaurant, yes.
A fern bar.
Yes, a lot of ferns.
Didn't they call them that at that time?
Yeah, they did.
And we're all sitting there, and we're getting ready to order, and I'm dying because I know what's coming, and I'm not dying in a fun way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And sure enough, she goes, she starts with, I don't know how much I can eat. I just don't. Honey, she called the waiter, server, guy, girl, trained monkey.
Whatever.
Honey.
I like that.
All can right. I get just a small bowl of mashed tabbies?
Oh. Yeah.
With the
and I looked sauce? At my soon mother and soon to be mother and father in law and I said,
I need to go home.
Derek Jeter is putting to rest one of the wilder rumors about his dating life.
Oh, no. I don't want to know.
I don't either. In the upcoming ESPN docuseries, The Captain. Oh, I think that's going to be on Apple Plus. The Major League.
Captain.
Is it about Roger Penske?
No, it's about Derek
I thought he
Jeter.
Was the captain. Oh,
Derek
sorry.
Jeter. The Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, 48, addresses a decade-old story that became larger than life, claiming he sent his one-night stands off with gift baskets full of autographed swag. Jeets says, yeah, I read the article, of course. That's a 2011 New York Post story. You know, he continued, you see it, and then it's like, how the F did people come up with this? You know, basically that's it. And who would believe this S?
All of us.
And you guys believed it. It's a story that became larger than life. People keep regurgitating it. Well, I don't know who would do that. And this story that never happened, never happened, Jeter said.
Here's what I think may have happened.
All right.
This does happen with celebrities and stuff. Is Jeter said, yeah, I had a lovely evening. Thank you so much. And went into his room. And as the girl's exiting his New York apartment.
Yes.
There is a person there who said, by the way, thank you for spending time with Derek Jeter. Here is a basket.
Yeah.
Here's something for you to sign very quickly and have a great day.
A non-disclosure.
And Jeter was none the wiser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That part I totally
I think
believe.
What probably happened was after the wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Before she left, she said, you know, my little brother would sure love an autograph. That's...
Well...
Probably, and he was probably... Sure, yeah, here. And why would he remember that? Yeah.
Do I sign it in ink or bodily fluids?
Jeter continued, I remember being at a Starbucks one time, waiting in line for a coffee, and there's some random guy behind me, and he taps me on my shoulder and says, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm giving out gift baskets because you did.
That's fantastic.
Now that guy.
That's great.
That, I want to be friends with that nut. And Jeter said, I turned around and I said, you're an effing idiot. And the look on his face, like, did he think I was going to say, yeah, good job, man. That's amazing. The balls on a guy to do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to tell Jeter that I give out gift baskets too. Hey, bro.
Ugh.
Jeez.
I think it's like those things when you sign up for NPR. They give you the cup and the
little
bag.
Yeah. Oh, remember the football phones for Sports Illustrated? Remember those?
Oh, sure.
Those were fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What happened to them?
I'm sure you can buy one for a dollar online.
Yeah, eBay.
You probably can. And that brings us to
Stupid World Record.
David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record for the most pencils snapped in 1 minute. Mr. Rush first took the title in 2019 with 98 pencils. But serial record breaker
Ashrita.
Ashrita.
Ah. You got to get that R in there.
Yeah, there is an R in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's A-S-H-R-I-T-A. Otherwise, that'd be a really unfortunate name.
Yes.
I had to go. Did you have to take anybody with you? Yes, I took.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, but this did you take anybody with you?
Ashrita Furman? That doesn't belong. He upped the ante with a count of 102 until the record was broken again.
This is like the world's worst karate move.
The champion.
Breaking a pencil.
This is the guy I was talking about who's got like 800 records, I think. That's Ronald Sarchain. He's the one that's out there that I don't think David Rush is going to be able to.
Well, no, Rush wants to have 200 at the same time.
Well, that's not
right. Are these pencils all? Yeah, so it's one.
Okay, Ashrita is a dude.
Okay. He recently tied the current record by breaking a total of 110 pencils in 1 minute.
David said of his latest successful attempt, it's a strange feeling tying a record. It's not quite victory, not quite defeat.
Is it one at a time? Is it all of them together?
Is he chopping? Have you? I'm sure you watched the video.
Yeah, he walks down this thing and he chops
them. Oh, so they're, okay.
Isn't he a teacher? Doesn't he know there are kids out there that need school supplies? He's just wasting pencils like this?
Well, not anymore, because aren't the SATs, you do them on a tablet.
I'm talking about grade school kids and stuff. It's a total waste of...
They're not going to have the thrill of filling in that bubble with a... You take those tests, remember, really...
Those are gone?
Or the thrill of...
I think those tests
Cooter,
are...
Cooter
preference tests with the pen. I think they're all on tablets now, right?
Oh, yeah, they still do them, but they don't do the punch. Yeah.
I'm just saying, this seems like a waste to me.
I had to go home to get punched.
Anyway. You know, I wonder what kind of pencils... I bet they're not those Ticonderoga pencils. Remember those things?
What is a Ticonderoga pencil?
Now, is Ticonderoga the workhorse of the industry?
Oh, yeah. The Ticonderoga, Christy. Derek Jeter could have hit a triple with a Ticonderoga pencil.
They're just
made of a crisper, better wood.
Oh.
People that use them are smarter.
I need some new pencils. Yeah.
You're the king of the fifth grade if you've got a Ticonderoga.
How do you spell that?
That's a great name. Ticonderoga, and they are the number one selling number two pencils.
Can you order some of those
in the United States?
Those the darker brown.
I ordered some with Chick McGee on them. See those?
Yeah, but they don't have they're just erasers.
Well, you can break one off if you really get in a jam, and then you can sharpen it.
Is that the double eraser pencil?
It's a double eraser pencil.
Handy.
So I sit over here while you're running your trap, and I can fiddle with this pencil.
Oh, really?
It keeps me from killing Ace.
And you put your name on them so nobody would steal them?
That's right.
That's the earthworm of pencils.
Boom.
You can snap it in half. You got two pencils.
Two pencils. My pencil just had sex with itself. What are you doing over there? Yeah. Nothing.
Your pencils aren't having sex.
Do you have an electric pencil sharpener at your house?
I do not have an. I used to. It went with the marriage.
Really? She wanted that?
Well,
you know what I'm getting?
That was very important to her. She couldn't run her weekly meeting without the pencil
sharpener. I'm getting an old school attached to the wall pencil sharpener.
With
the grinder candle?
Yep. Oh, I had one
that
of those
you have
at
to
my
empty
old house.
Every...
Yes.
And boy, it was a privilege to empty that. When the teacher asked you to empty that pencil sharpener, that was a privilege, my friends.
It was.
Oh, yeah. We had all kinds of stuff like that.
To do that.
I was not that kid. I was King Smartass. They didn't want me to do anything. They didn't trust me.
Really?
I was head of the safety patrol, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Really, Tom?
Slower.
We'd be out there with our big bamboo sticks with the stop signs on the ends of them. And
that's an important gig.
They don't let him, did they you don't, do when they, a teacher came by?
Yeah.
You'd have to salute. You take your, you put the stick by your foot and then stick your arm out. It would make this big V.
You were next door to Leave It to Beaver when you were.
That's there. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
But a couple years after we left, they wouldn't let the kids do it anymore.
Yeah. Too dangerous?
I don't know. Probably some lawsuit.
Who's to say?
You know, some kid went out the wrong time and bad things happened.
Oh, my God. One of the safety patrols smoking under a tree.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got.
Oh, it was great. In the wintertime, we got hot chocolate. It was a great gig.
Wow.
All right.
Got to leave class early and arrive late. It was tremendous.
You must have been a responsible young man for them.
Did you handle the flag, too, or just the poles?
Did you make the hot chocolate or did you assign?
No. One of the moms would make the hot chocolate.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Safety Patrol had to do the flag raising lower.
No, that was a different group.
Oh, okay.
But
you can't trust a mom who makes hot chocolate. She wants something else.
Really?
I think she may have been asking for a little bit of that
Tommy G.
You know, Laterno means chocolate.
It'll turn you into a man kind of thing.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Well, that wasn't happening now, with Tom, though. His mom had to, you know, the bridge.
So, Mr. Rush, let's get back to Mr. Rush and his record.
That's why he's
snapping his waist pencils.
Women. I think we're done.
Could have donated those.
However,
stupid world
and I think we have a visual presentation with this one. A woman has created the world's widest wig.
Widest.
White, not white like color, right. Widest like thickness.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Helen Williams crafted a hairpiece that measures 11 feet and 11 inches wide. Why not go for 12 feet?
So this is bigger than the one OJ wore?
It's
curtains. It's like a set of curtains.
The 31-year-old claims the title from Drew Barrymore, who donned a 7-foot-4-inch wide wig during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon as they were playing Happy Birthday games for an 8-year-old.
Well, with an eggs on a spoon or something.
And carrying water across the stage.
Just interview someone, Jimmy.
That's good talking. Ms. Williams previously broke the Guinness World Record for the longest handmade wig. Okay. Guinness noted that the handmade wig is 1 inch wider than the length of a Mini Cooper.
It's kind of a cousin it, yes, flattened out.
Definitely.
Yes, but, it is.
But do you have to wear it for it to be a...
Yeah, yes. She doesn't even have it on her head.
Well, I guess she puts it in... She puts her head there in the bump in the middle, right?
Right, right. Yeah. It's very silly.
You couldn't get through a doorway.
Of course not.
No, no.
Isn't that the thing with OJ and... Naked Gun. Naked Gun.
Yeah, one of those...
She could turn sideways and walk sideways through the door.
Boy, oh boy.
It took her a month and 800 bundles of hair to create the record-breaking wig, and these wigs are being wasted.
Who pays for this?
And so what?
She spent $2,719 on materials. I did stop saying that. So, remember, so what?
Yeah.
It is silly.
This is depriving 100 bald guys of a head of hair.
It sure is.
I've said it before. Okay. I'll say it again. You've never done this. Maybe for my birthday this year, you could try toupees on one morning live in the studio.
Try toupees on?
We've got like 6 or 7. I'm going to say 10 different ones, like a big pompadour and a surfer dude.
And you'll come in and we'll kind of shake it and we'll he's walking on sunshine.
Yeah.
As we all shake our heads and you go out trying a new one.
Now, will you do it with me, John?
Sure. Yeah. I'll try on toupees.
Okay, good.
I'll do it.
It'll be fun. Yeah, sure.
If I pull my hair out by then, can I try?
you may pull your hair out by then if we have any more records.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.